Mitchell, thanks for taking time out to join us. OTAs have been in full swing for the past 2 weeks. How excited are you about learning a new offense?
Well, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's mostly kind of the same stuff. I mean, there's only so many things you can do out there. It's more different terminology, you know, understanding the rhythm of the offense and getting that type of stuff down. But it's been great so far. I mean, I think we're looking good out there and looking forward to seeing how it plays out.
I got a chance to talk to members of the wide receivers unit, and they're excited about how you guys are going to be attacking downfield. But for an offensive lineman, that means more pass protection. What are your thoughts?
Right. I think, you know, we're built for that. I mean, that's obviously part of the job. That's half our responsibility. So it comes with the territory, and, you know, you got to do your job.
And with all the coaching changes, one thing remained the same for you guys. You'll be working with your position coach, George Warhop, along with Mike Sullivan. What's it been like working with these guys?
Well, it's great. I mean, Coach Hop has been, like, wildly successful wherever he's been. And obviously, he was here last year with my first year, so it's nice to have the same guy for back-to-back years. And then Coach Sullivan as well, you know, he's been a huge help. Couple of the new things come from San Diego with Coach Turner, he's been able to help us out with, and he's just another set of great eyes out there. You know, he does a great job in the meeting room and on the field with us, and I mean, essentially, it's just like having two head offensive line coaches.
Now, as you approach coming into this offseason program, what adjustments did you feel you had to make as you gear up for your second year in the NFL?
I think it's just becoming, you know, stronger in general, a better athlete. You know, it's all the stuff just working on yourself, and then you know, once OTAs roll around, it's just finding that rhythm again with your feet, you know, in pass pro, making sure your footwork's down in the run game, good hand placement, all that stuff. And I think it's just trying to kind of throw off the rust and just get back in the flow of it to make it seem like it hasn't been that long.
Now, Mitchell, you have a wealth of knowledge given the fact that you started all 16 games last year as a rookie. What did you take away from last season?
You know, I think it was a good way to build upon itself. You know, it's, beginning of the year wasn't as good, and then you know, slowly kind of got better as it went through. So now it's just not really reverting back to anything. It's just basically this year coming up is game 17, so you don't want to step down to where you were earlier. You want to just keep progressing with it.
And with your older brother being in the National Football League, did you guys spend some time this offseason working on some technical things?
Not too much technical things. I think we're both just working on getting stronger and you know, better core strength, better athlete, better movement skills. You know, he's healthy for the first time in a while, so it's been nice to be able to really do everything and kind of work that stuff together.
And just overall, as you move forward, what do you want to continue to build on, Mitchell?
I think it's just the foundation of technical skills. I mean, you got to be really good with your technique. I think that's what you see with Joe. He's a good athlete. He's really strong and all that stuff. But technique-wise, it's the same every time. You know what you're getting from every time. And you know, I think, you know, as a player, you should kind of strive to be that way. You know, you want to be the same every single time, and that's kind of the end goal.
Well, Mitchell, thanks again for your time, and good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.